Life Incidents by James S. White. Chapter Second General Conference. In the summer of 1848, we received an invitation to hold a conference with a few friends in western New York. I was destitute of means, and with feeble health, entered the hayfield to earn the sum necessary to bear our expenses to that meeting. I took a large job of mowing, and when fainting beneath the noonday sun, I would bow before God in my swath, call upon Him for strength, rise freshened and mow on again. In 5 weeks I earned enough to bear our expenses to the conference. Brother Bates joined us at this meeting. The notice had been given to all in the Empire State who were in sympathy with our views, and there was a general rally. Yet there were not more than 40 present. And what confusion of sentiment among this few! A spirit of discussion and contention for points not important prevailed, so that we who had come so far could hardly have chance to give our message, and the meeting would have proved a failure, and the good brethren would have separated in confusion and trial, had not the Lord worked in a special manner. His spirit rested on Mrs. W., and she was taken off in vision. The entire congregation believed that it was the work of God, and were deeply affected. She related what she had seen, which was given to correct some errors among them, and in melting strains exhorted them to leave their errors, and those points on which they had differed, and unite on the important truths of the third message. And on that good evening the brethren sacrificed their babel of sentiments, and united on the truth. And what was the result? Harmony began to prevail, and many came flocking to the standard of truth. The fruit of this vision was good. It could not have been the work of an enemy, according to the test given by our Lord in Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 to 20. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them.